This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Russia's President Vladimir Putin backed off a threat by Moscow of retaliation for the downing of a Russian aircraft over Syrian territory the Kremlin blamed indirectly on Israel.
Когда гибнут люди,
Mr. Putin, who called it a chain of tragic, accidental circumstances, said it was a disaster. 15 Russians perished. Russia's defense ministry said Syrian anti-aircraft batteries downed the plane and held Israel responsible for only giving Russia a minute's warning. Mr. Putin spoke about the incident with Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, telling him agreements to avoid such dangerous incidents were not observed. Meanwhile, special UN envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, welcomed the agreement between Russia and Turkey to establish a demilitarized zone allowing radical elements to leave Idlib province with its 3 million inhabitants and avoid an assault on the last main rebel stronghold. He said it offers a chance for a political settlement of the conflict.
What Syrians want to know is when will a credible process start? As far as I'm concerned, all the pieces are in place for that to happen.
Damascus welcomed the Idlib agreement but vowed to pursue efforts to recover every inch of Syrian territory. A lawyer defending an alleged commander in the Lord's Resistance Army told the International Criminal Court Tuesday his client, Dominic Ongwen, was himself a victim of the LRA's brutal leader, Joseph Kony.
Whether the accused qualifies as a victim. If so, whether his victimhood ceased at any time during his captivity under the LRA.
Crispus Ayen Odonga said Ongwen was abducted at age 9 and did not possess a mind of his own. He is accused of murder, sexual slavery, and recruiting child soldiers, but the court was told he should not be held responsible for those crimes. An Italian priest has been kidnapped in southern Niger near the border with Burkina Faso. This is